20 years ago, the steel industry was on its knees, faced with massive obsolescence of its production facilities, overcapacity, high labor costs, and low-cost foreign competition. The country faced a choice: let the American steel industry die or save it from its mistakes. Sound familiar? The auto and steel industries share two key financial burdens. They both are capital intensive, and they both have historically high legacy costs derived from employees' benefits. In the 80s, the Reagan administration served up a 1-2 punch. First, it permitted some steel companies to go bankrupt, thereby allowing the renegotiation of their union and supplier contracts. Then it imposed import quotas and stiff tariffs to stem the tide of cheap foreign steel. Free trade Republicans had turned to protectionism, but it enabled the steel industry to earn significant profits, which they wisely reinvested in state-of-the-art plants with improved quality. Now the big three automakers seem to have an ally in President-elect Obama. He fears the cascading effect of a big three bankruptcy on hundreds of thousands of jobs, thousands of related suppliers, and further erosion of consumer and investor confidence. But given our acute financial crisis, Obama's options are more limited than Reagan's. Tariffs on foreign cars could precipitate a trade response that would severely hamper the sales of American cars abroad. So what tools can Obama utilize to financially re-engineer the auto industry? Direct investment and tax credits to stimulate the production of fuel-efficient cars would not only stimulate a more competitive auto industry, but also promote energy independence and restrain climate change. Obama could encourage renewed contract negotiations for management and labor alike, curbing excessive executive pay and perks, basing employee compensation on achievement of efficiencies and specific goals rather than historical legacies and entrenched entitlements. And finally, he could draw on the groundswell of support and renewed sense of patriotism among young and old alike, and call on all Americans, if they are in the market to buy a car, to buy one from the big three. With a perspective, I'm Joe Epstein.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.